Guys, hello and welcome to my Tuesday conference call. I'm Ted Keyes, your host and top freight agent training expert here in Southern California. This is a free, high-powered meeting I hold live every Tuesday for new, struggling, and top-producing freight sales agents at 2 p.m. Pacific time and 5 p.m. Eastern time. On the call today, I will show you how to move more freight efficiently, effectively, and effortlessly so you make more money financially. And after the call, go over to my website, tedkeysonline.com, to hear more of my podcasts, read more of my blog posts, watch more of my videos, and while you're there, visit my Freight Sales Success Store for top-notch freight moving products to truly explode your freight business today. While you're there at my website, taking all this free information, just on any page that you're on, just off to the right, just go over to the right, and if you haven't done this before, enter your contact details. By doing that, you're going to receive your free weekly email invite to this and every call. Along with that, you'll receive the free attachments that I go over and provide on each and every call. Just as a freebie, you'll also receive my free report, 11 Ways Freight Agents Will Increase Their Income. Again, it's a free report I provide, especially for those that are just starting the profession. It shows you how to increase your income. Just go ahead and opt in, and you'll get all that information today. And while and just so you know, that free report has been downloaded thousands of times before. And if you have any questions after the call today, any questions whatsoever that I just went over, or more specifically, are you ready to join our top-producing freight sales team? I'll say it again. I am a freight agent. I do represent a company. But the thing is, I provide outstanding freight agent training along with that. So if you're ready to join our top-producing freight sales team, then give me a call. Ted Keyes, I'm at 626-309-9141. Today's training topic is how you build credibility with freight prospects. How do you build credibility with freight prospects? If there's one reason why you're going to move somebody's loads, it's because you've built credibility. Somebody sees credit in you that makes them think, hey, I like this guy. He seems honest. He seems authentic. He keeps following up with me. He keeps asking me for his loads. I'm going to give him the opportunity because, in my mind, he has built up credibility. Hey, just like what they say, you know, slang-wise, you know, he's got street cred. Well, hey, in our profession, it's you have freight cred. And when you have freight cred, that's a great thing because, you know, shipping decision makers are going to give you the ability and the opportunity to move their freight. So let's talk about then how you build that important credibility with your freight prospects, because you're not going to move freight unless your shipping decision makers and your freight prospects see you as a credible authority in the industry. So again, how you build credibility with your freight prospects. Let me give you a quick fact right away, guys, and this is a most important fact, and that is all you have, when you make a phone call to a potential freight prospect, all you have is 20 seconds to connect, to make an impact, to add value, and actually engage that new freight prospect that you're calling. Again, this is a simple fact. All you have is 20 seconds. So if you go into a call, and eyeing and oh well and stumbling and fumbling, remembering what your name is, who you represent, by that time your 20 seconds is basically gone. So really, that's important. All you have is 20 seconds to get someone's attention, to get your freight prospect's attention. So how can us freight agents engage a freight prospect that quickly? Great question. If we only have 20 seconds, how can we engage them in such a short amount of time? By bumping up our credibility. That's how we do it. How do we do it? Well, making an instant connection starts with building our credibility early. You've got to get your information out there early and then maintaining it throughout the freight prospect's decision-making process. That's how we attempt or start building up our credibility. And again, remember that 20 seconds. How many times have we called a shipping decision maker and you just know in their mind they're ready to run you off the phone? But in reality, that's the average amount of time that they give you, 20 seconds, okay? Failing to build up or attempting to build up that credibility is fatal, okay? When you fail at that, it's basically dropping you in a box and, you know, basically burying you. Sales expert Brian Tracy even goes as far as saying if you mention or discuss your product, your service, your price before you've established a high enough level of likability, trust, and credibility with your prospect, you're going to kill the sale. Again, if you go in there talking about how great you are and not about them building up that credibility, you're just going to kill your sale. Ouchie wawa. That's all I can say to that. So to avoid screwing up that 20 prospects, guys, here's a list. I'm going to go over a list of 5 actions that every freight sales agent must do to quickly establish that credibility with their freight prospects. I'm going to go over 5 things that you've got to do, five things at a minimum to establish that credibility with your freight prospects. The first way to build that credibility, number one to build that credibility is to be authentic, all right? Be authentic. What do I mean by being authentic? Well, being human, authentic, and honest. Oh, how important they are, how extremely crucial it is, again, to be human, authentic, and honest. Let me just give you a quote from Bernardo Tirado. He's an industrial psychologist, and he points out that being authentic is the key to developing rapport. Being authentic is the key to developing rapport. In reality, guys, freight agents can actually sense a phony freight sales agent a mile away. Why is that? Well, it's because they talk to so many throughout the day. They talk to so many that call them and tell them how great they are, how great their company is. They don't ask them anything about what they do, what they manufacture, what they ship. And that's why so many freight prospects want to run you off the phone, because if you don't build up that credibility right away, they just throw you in with every other beginner freight agent that calls them. So establishing that credibility is extremely important, as Mr. Tirado points out. So here's an example, all right? Let me just give you an example about being authentic, all right? Although using the phrase, "I don't know," often gets a bad rap in sales, where you actually are being honest by saying, "Hey, I don't know the answer to your question," it oftentimes is beneficial to you, all right? Saying "I don't know" can actually make you seem more human to your freight prospects. How about that? When you actually are honest and you say, "Hey, I don't have the answer to your question," it actually makes you more human. Why does it make you more human? Because so many people say, "Hey, yeah, I can, you know, I've got the answer for you." And a lot of times they just make it up. So when you actually say, "I don't know," it makes you look more human. How? Well, it gives you an opportunity to connect with your freight prospect because you're truly being authentic. Just like I said earlier, you're being honest. They ask you a question, you say, "I don't know, but you know what? Let me get back to you on that." And what a great opportunity it is for you to actually come back. So you see, during your relationship building process, you're going to ask your prospects some questions that they may not have the answer to, and they're going to do the same to you. So if you're truly unsure of the answer, go ahead and say that you're unsure. Just like I talked about earlier, this then gives you the opportunity to dive into their question, all right, the question that they asked that you didn't have the answer to. Research the answer, okay, this is after you've hung up the phone with them, research the answer, and then actually come back and follow up with them. Again, this boosts both your authenticity and credibility in the process. So the first thing about building credibility is be authentic. Be as truthful and as authentic and honest as you can. And again, just be honest. Don't do it as much as you can. Just be honest. If they ask you a question, remember, that's a great way for you to follow up, to get the answer, and to follow back up with them and make that second follow-up call, all right? Second way to build out that to build credibility with your freight prospects is to be punctual. Oh, how important it is to be punctual. Does this sound like someone you know or work with? All right, do they fall into this category? Bear with me. Do they fall into this category? And that is 15 to 20% of the American population is consistently late. Do you fall into that category, or does anyone you know fall into that category? I'll bet you $100 that either you or someone you know falls into that category. That statistic is so high, especially when it comes to work. Again, this is right in their own profession. So here's the truth, guys. Here's the truth. Punctuality matters a lot to freight prospects. It is extremely, extremely important to freight prospects. Being punctual says that you care, that you're organized, and you're ready to assist your freight challenges, ready to assist those freight challenges that pop up. And again, normally it's the freight challenges that pop up that give you the opportunity to not only get on your prospect's freight list, but actually move the freight. That's how we typically get in with a prospect. So, and today's freight customers have come to expect punctuality, as they should. I mean, isn't it normal to expect you as a freight agent to be punctual? Nobody wants to take time out of their day and wait for a freight sales agent or a truck to show up on time. It's only expected, guys. That's exactly why the show Seinfeld actually made an entire episode about waiting for a cable guy. This all fits in with that. I mean, I don't know if you saw it or not, but basically the whole episode was about waiting for a cable guy. How many cable guys have we waited for in our lifetime when we ordered new service? How many have we waited for them to show up and actually be punctual? Did you see it? Do you remember it? I mean, does that sink in on how important it is to be punctual? Hang tighter. So in freight sales, one of the main things I'm saying here is be on time to all calls and all your meetings, all right? If the freight prospect you're connecting with is taking time out of their day for you, you better than match their effort by showing up on time for them. Because, hey, if you show up late, how many others are waiting in the process to get that prospect's business? I mean, really think about it. Is punctuality, let me ask you this, is punctuality a challenge for you? Is it? All right? If so, then get a calendar service like Google Calendar. I mean, that's just one way to overcome being late. It can be synced with your phone and sends you reminders to stay on top of your meetings. You can also choose to get alerts 10 to 30 minutes before your appointments, among other options. What's my final word on this? Stop being late. Don't get into that 15 to 20% late category. Boy, if you are, you are going to have it that much tougher in this profession. Because I said earlier, freight prospects expect punctuality. So that's number two. The second way to build credibility with freight prospects is to be punctual. Third way to build credibility with your freight prospects, again, and this only just gets you in the door faster, guys, when you build up that credibility that quickly. The third thing you've got to do is to watch your grammar. Watch what you say. Watch what you write. The biggest pet peeve when it comes to introductory emails, bad grammar. When you join our office and you see the email that I have you send out the first time, you'll see that it is grammatically correct in every single way. Why? Because I pay attention to punctuality. I pay attention to grammar. If the grammar in that email that you send out for the first time is screwed up, it's not because of me. It's because you screwed it up and not me. In a survey conducted by HubSpot, okay, 40% of respondents said that bad grammar was the most obnoxious pitfall when it comes to receiving initial emails, especially from freight agents, followed by an overly long message and then those lacking a clear question. So when you see that initial email that you send out that I give you, you'll see that it's grammatically correct, all right? You'll see that it's short and concise, and you'll see that it does. One of the main things is asking for your freight prospects. Freight, not only that, or at least put me on your email freight list. Okay, that's how clear it is. Kyle Weems, he's the CEO of Fixit, or iFixit, refuses to hire people with poor grammar. Well, he's got high standards, and it's based on his principle, sloppy is as sloppy does. That's his principle, guys. Weems' reason, that a person who pays attention to their grammar is more likely to pay attention to other small details, making them a more fastidious and all-around better freight sales agent. I agree with him. I agree with him. Now, how he hires, how he interviews, I don't know, but it's a great way, because if you're sloppy in your grammar, you're going to be so much sloppier in other areas of your freight sales profession as well. Odds are, again, odds are your freight prospects have similar feelings when freight sales agents are sloppy and unclear. I mean, let's think about it. How many of you want to work with somebody that's sloppy and unclear? And in freight sales, it's crucial, okay? In our profession, it's crucial to have excellent grammar because of the logic that Weems just talked about. So if you want to let freight prospects know that we're serious or that you're serious about serving them, then they must be able to understand your grammar and what we're attempting to communicate to them. So again, the third way to build up credibility and build up credibility fast is to watch your grammar. Watch your grammar. Fourth way to build up credibility with your freight prospects is to be informed. Be informed. What on earth do I mean about that? Well, let me ask you a question. Are you going into each call with the same old script, all right, for each freight prospect? If so, it's time to change, all right? If you're just using the same script on everybody and you're not seeing the results come from it, it's time to change. That's just the way how it is. Understanding your freight prospect, who they are, what they do, and how your freight service can assist them is a tremendous way to build that credibility during the sales process. So just by understanding who they are, who are they? What do they ship? Okay, are they the shipping decision maker? You've got to know this stuff going into a call. You can't just go in there asking the same old questions every time, and again, generic ones at that. You've got to research them. That's all part of being informed. And a lack of understanding your freight prospects can be totally, totally detrimental. So here's an example. Okay, let me give you another example of how important it is building credibility. Studies show that hearing our own name has several psychological benefits. So, let me ask you this. By calling your freight prospect or their business the wrong name, okay, causes your credibility to plummet right down the toilet. How many times, what do you think when somebody calls you the wrong name? All right. Even though they started off calling you the right name, and then along the line they say, they call me Todd or Ed. Your credibility with me is going right down the toilet, because this is something that I'm a stickler on. So really think about it. We love to be called by our name. We love it when it's known, when people know who we're representing. So if somebody says that the wrong way, their credibility is going to go down. Another way to use knowledge to build credibility is to become intimately acquainted also with the ins and outs of your freight service that you're selling. Again, let me give you another example. Are you moving bulk loads? All right. If yes, then knowing the difference between the kinds of bulk trailers, all right, this is something that I do, you've got to know the difference of the bulk trailers, because they all have different applications. That can be the deciding factor between converting a lead or losing them as a freight prospect. So let me finish by saying this on this category. Top-notch freight sales agents sell their service every day. They study it, and they research their prospects as best they can before they call them. That is what I mean by being informed. Research, study not only your prospect, but also what you do and what you're able to do as well. So that's the fourth thing, and that's being informed. The fifth thing about building credibility, the fastest way to build credibility is to borrow some credibility. That's the fifth thing you can do to build credibility, and that is to borrow credibility. Now, what do I mean by borrowing credibility? Well, instead of starting a call to a freight prospect with, "Hey, I'm Ted. Do you have a second to talk about your freight requirements?" Let me say that again. "Hey, I'm Ted. Do you have a second to talk about your freight requirements?" How far do you think that initial question is going to get me? Which it's not going to get me far at all, okay? So instead, what do I mean by borrowing credibility? So instead, borrow some credibility by saying, "I'm Ted from Logistic Dynamics. Do you have a second to talk about your freight requirements?" Okay? I'm borrowing credibility from the company that I represent. There's a high probability that, hey, at one point, somebody else from Logistic Dynamics contacted them. All right? I mean, there could be a number of things. But what I'm doing is I'm borrowing credibility from at least the company that I represent, leveraging the credibility that Logistic Dynamics already has in the freight and transportation industry goes a long way, and it goes a long way right now. So another way to borrow credibility is reference one of your customer successes. You know, what did you do successfully for one of your customers? Here's an example, all right, giving you another example. Say your freight brokerage or you assisted in delivering your customer steel products faster than any other freight broker did. Okay, you're the best, you're the fastest than any other freight broker. And what it did is it resulted in more revenue and an efficient operation for that other customer. Then tell them, if that's what happened, just go ahead and reference that. It's only going to give you more credibility building and get you faster in the door, guys. It never hurts to bring statistics to your initial calls. Now, provided they give you the opening to do that. All right? Another example, are you using LinkedIn? All right? Mention that you share mutual connections with your prospect. It's a quick way to establish credibility. While your prospect may not know you personally, you may both know the same Aaron Jones, and it assists moving your relationship forward that much faster. Again, just using social media as an example. To wrap it all up, guys, building a connection is based on likability, it's based on trust, it's based on credibility. Now, I don't guarantee that you'll become best friends with everyone you apply these methods to, all right? You're not going to become best friends. I will guarantee that you'll boost your credibility, come closer to, and move your future customers' freight. In the process, thus getting closer to your financial goals. It's that simple. This is all about being honest. It's about being authentic. It's about being forthright. That's what builds credibility. It's also about, hey, you know, mentioning somebody else. But the idea is to be credible. When you're credible, your credibility increases. Those five points again that build your credibility. The first one is being authentic. Second one is being punctual. Third one is to watch your grammar. Fourth one, to be informed. Fifth one is to borrow credibility from somebody else. All great ways to build your credibility with your freight prospects. Let's talk about motivation. As usual, second half of my call is I do my best to get you motivated. Without motivation, you will go nowhere. What's motivating you to be on my call today? All right. What's motivating you to be a successful freight sales agent? Well, listen close. I will give you the six motivation ideas that will get you moving forward. And again, these come right out of my Freight Sales Success Quotes manual. The first one is, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers to do what you fear the most. Do what you fear the most. What do I mean by that? Well, do you fear follow-up? Okay. Do you fear reaching out? If that's what you fear, that's what you've got to work on the most, all right? And when you work on something that you're weak at, it only makes you that much better, that much stronger. If you're totally fearing something right now, and hey, it may not be in the profession, it may be something totally different, do what you fear the most. Remember that when you're calling your prospects and customers and building a relationship, following up, and building that credibility, do what you fear the most. And again, that applies to any situation. Let's move on to that third attachment, guys. The third attachment reads, again, these are attachments down at the bottom of your email invite today. Remember when you're calling your prospects and customers to promote through all of the noise and distraction that you hear out there. What do I mean by that, to promote through all the noise and distraction? Well, think about it. How many other phone calls are your freight prospects getting daily, all right? Because when you make that phone call, you are promoting yourself, all right? Initially, you make it about them, but eventually you make it about yourself. But really, how much noise and distractions do you have to get through before they actually take you seriously? Think about it. I mean, hey, think about all the social media that everybody has access to now. That's all noise. It's all distractions that take your freight prospect away from you. When you go in there, you've got to use these five examples to build up your credibility and build it up fast, because what you have to do is you have to push through all the noise that's confounding your shipping decision or your freight prospects. How do you do that? Well, you be punctual, you use a correct grammar, you be authentic, all right? You borrow credibility. That's what's going to assist you in promoting yourself through all the noise and distraction. And then not only that, but you do it continually. That's all about following up and building that credibility. So remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, to promote through all the noise and distractions. And don't think that your freight prospect is not getting or bombarded with noise and distraction just like you are. We all are, okay? The point is to stand out and stand out great in this profession. Let's go ahead and move on to attachment number four there at the bottom of your email invite today. And that attachment reads, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers to get out of obscurity, okay? If you're making that call for the first time, you're in obscure land. What do you have to do? You've got to get out of obscurity and dominate your customer's thinking. Get out of obscurity and dominate your customer's thinking. How do you do that? Well, you do it by, first of all, picking up the phone, picking up that instrument that will only assist you in getting through. You're not going to get through social media or anything like that. The quickest way is to pick up the phone, make contact with your future freight prospect, your future freight customer, your freight prospect. That's what's going to get you out of obscurity, by actually picking up the phone, asking them a series of questions, doing some research on them before that. That's what's going to get you out of obscurity. And once you get out of obscurity, then you have to dominate your customer's thinking. You want your customer, your prospect, you want to be at the forefront of their thinking when it comes to moving their freight. So what do? Get out of obscurity, pick up the phone, follow up, build credibility. That is what's going to get you to dominate your customer's thinking or your freight prospect's thinking. Great, great point. Let's move on to attachment number five, which reads, again, these are at the bottom of your email invite today. Attachment number five reads, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers? Here's a great question. Again, this is a question after you've made contact, you followed up, you build credibility. The question is this. This is what you ask them. Have you heard enough to make a decision? Great question to ask. It's like saying, will you put me on your email freight list? Have you heard enough to make a decision? Have you heard enough from me to make a decision, whatever that decision is, to decide to give you that lane, to decide to give you that load, just the decision to put you on your freight prospect's email freight list? Have you heard enough to make a decision, whatever that decision is, whatever, wherever you are in that relationship building process, that is a great question to ask when you're calling your prospects and customers. Not at the beginning, no. This is after you've been building that relationship with them. It's like making a proposal to your girlfriend to become your fiance. Will you marry me? That's basically what you're saying. Have you heard enough? Have you seen enough to make a decision on whether you want to continue in your life with me? I couldn't be more clear on an example. Have you heard enough to make a decision? Let's move on to attachment number six. Attachment number six reads, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, guys, it's better to be pleasantly surprised than greatly disappointed. It's better to be pleasantly surprised when greatly disappointed. And that's what happens when you build credibility, when you follow up with folks. At one point, you're going to be surprised. Why? Because they're going to give you the opportunity because they see that you're honest, you're authentic, you're punctual, you've got great grammar, you've borrowed credibility. You're going to be surprised because you've followed through on all that stuff, and you're surprised because they say, hey, Ted, I've got this load and nobody will move it for me. It's sitting in Akron, Ohio, okay? That's when you get up. Well, you stay in your chair, but that's when you really get up and move on their behalf because they're giving you this opportunity. Hey, better to be pleasantly surprised than greatly disappointed. And disappointment is when they don't give you the opportunity. So what would you rather have? Would you rather be pleasantly surprised and actually move somebody's freight or greatly disappointed? You make the choice. Let's move on to our last attachment there, which reads, remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, tell your prospects and your customers yes. Tell your prospects and your customers yes. You may not say it verbally, but just by you following up, building credibility, you're telling them yes. You're telling them, you're giving them the visual that you can be trusted, you're honest, you're authentic, you are a go-getter, okay? Just by, you're basically telling them, yes, you can be counted on just by the words that you say to them. Just like right now, why are you on my call? Because you see value in what I'm teaching you. You see that there's credibility there on my part. So remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, tell your prospects and your customers yes. Great, great topic today. Again, how you build credibility with your freight prospects. The more cred you build, the faster you move their freight. That's basically how it works, and that's the truth. Great topic today. So I will end my call today with that ever-important question. Did you find value in what I had to teach you today? Do you give me credit for teaching it to you? And are you ready to join our top-producing freight sales team? Yes? Along with any other questions you may want to ask me, give me a call. Ted Keyes, I'm at 626-309-9141. Again, my topic for today is how you build credibility with freight prospects. Great having you today on my Tuesday conference call. I'll see you again next week, same time, 2 p.m. Pacific time, 5 p.m. Eastern time on my Tuesday conference call. Be safe. Take care. God bless you all. I'll see you all again next week on my Tuesday conference call. Take care, and bye-bye.